I don't perform exorcisms myself. I rely on the clergy to be able to do that. The clergy that, you know, you get involved with, they have to be extremely pure of faith to be able to be successful. I'm mortal and I'm a human being, and I don't feel I'd be in any state to be able to perform an exorcism.
Do you assist?
Yes, I do. I'm very, very much there in support of the clergy, in support of the person that the exorcism can be performed over. And if a lay person lets themselves be open to doing a exorcism over an individual, I feel they put themselves in very, very grave danger. Today, unfortunately, with different types of situations, people that aren't qualified are doing them and getting themselves into some really, really serious type situations.
Now, in your particular case, when you assist, what are some of the things you do? What are your responsibilities?
Mainly to hold down an individual or to protect the clergy, because they do and they will go after the clergy.
With tremendous force, too, I'm told.
Yes. I've been in situations where it's taken several of us just to be able to hold down an individual, and the amount of strength that can and does exert from an individual, it's something that just makes you look at it from another whole perspective again.
John, have you ever gotten hurt during an exorcism?
Yes, I have. I've had my arms twisted. I've had black and blues. Very, very close several times to being bit by individuals. I've been shoved. Never been thrown or anything.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's those types of situations. But, you know, George, I worry more about it on a spiritual level.
Sure. I was going to say, have you ever gotten home and then that night something strange happened?
Always. Always. There's always bizarre twists with things that occur. You know, you don't know what the ramification is going to be when you get involved with these things. And usually anywhere from 24 to 48 hours after being involved with these things, even just doing regular investigations, you can, and a lot of times will, have ramification.
That would be scary, John Zaffis.
Well, do you know the best way I've ever been able to describe it? Now, I don't know, George, maybe because I'm older now, I don't know. But when I was younger, did I get scared? Heck yeah. But now it's almost to a point where I know what I'm doing. I know I chose to be involved with this. And it's almost like being a doctor or a nurse where when I walk away from that, I have to totally shut that part down. And you can and you do have to learn to do that, because if you don't, you could drive yourself crazy.
Oh, I believe it.
So, you know, I've learned how to do that, and learning and understanding that is a very, very key factor, especially, George, if I'm involved with two or three cases and they're, you know, on a heavy-duty level. That is where the vulnerability will come in, and that's where you get extremely stressed and you get, you know, very fatigued. And you'll have a lot of paranormal activity that will occur when you're working on multiple cases like that.
Have you come to any conclusions about what these demonic spirits might be, the plane of existence they may come from?
What I feel from what I can interpret is that they've never walked our earth. I understand that they were never, you know.
So they were never humans who died and their spirits, their souls went off?
No.
Okay.
I honestly do believe that. The intent and the assignments is the best way I describe it, that they are assigned, can repeat itself time and time again with individuals. And, you know, watching it and understanding it is a complex thing. The one key thing that I've came to a conclusion a few years back was that sharing the knowledge was the most important thing, because that was handed down to me, to understand these things and learn these things, and to be able to share it now with other people that can help other people is a point that I feel I'm at in my life right now.
Is the person who's being exercised, does he or she know that they're possessed at any given time?
When you deal with an individual that is purely possessed, they have very, very little recollection to what was taking place.
And is it a possession 24/7, or does it ever take a break and then the real person comes back?
It's very seldomly 24/7. It will go in waves. When provoked by any clergy, that can manifest it within the individual. It can stay dormant for periods of time, and then it can re-manifest. It can go for hours, and then it can subside.
In between these waves, is the person bedridden, exhausted, or do they just function normally?
Mainly what I've seen is that these people are purely physically and mentally drained. They get very, very weak. They get exhausted. They're black and blue. They're scratched, or they could be bit. And it's very complexing to them, because one thing these people will do is, what happened? What did I do? How did this happen to me?
Do they ever get to the point where they're so distraught emotionally, they break down, they cry, and they say, you've got to help me, something's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
That happens?
Yes, it does. When a person calls me and they are so distraught and, you know, they're crying, they're scared, they don't understand, that tells me it's a good possibility we're dealing with something there. Now, a very important thing that I've noticed in a trend with people today is they'll tell me, John, I've already been to a shrink. I've been to the doctors. Nobody can tell me what's wrong with me.
And are they on medication?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Now, here's a key thing, is they're on medications, and I'll say, well, do you feel any different? John, we keep switching medications. Nothing's working. There's a key factor that I look for. And right then and there, that tells me there's a good possibility we could be dealing with something on a negative level. And it's altering everything from a medical perspective.